Our next focus is external communication. That means communication between the, rather communication with the people in an organization and the outside world. That means you talk of customers, suppliers, shareholders, investors, all these become the public, external. External communication is a field that covers the wide variety of method that a company may use to catch the public's attention. Say you want to ideally launch a product. One way to catch the attention would be hoardings. Hoardings at prime areas. Hoardings are put up in places whereby you know there could be maximum influx of people. A hoarding has eye appeal and color appeal. That means what you see in terms of the picture and of course the punchline if it is written in a language readable to you. In certain cases, companies utilize interactive external communication methods allowing the public to voice opinions and concerns. So probably a feedback form, probably ways and means whereby they take a survey, probably ways and means to get your views. We're living in a tech-savvy age. So maybe even through an attachment which is sent to you in your inbox. Companies may hire public relation firms or develop special internal departments to handle these communication skills and improve the supplier's relationship with the consumer. Constant interaction, follow-up, keeping in touch definitely makes a difference. In today's competitive times, it is very important to have a link, that means between the supplier and the consumer. How or what are we talking in terms of a public image? Why do some of these products, when they actually come in terms of say an advertisement, why do some of these products have a Dhoni or a Sachin Tendulkar or someone who is ideally having that kind of reputation and image? Because it is these people, they've already built a certain image as to how the public will perceive them to be. And these people ideally represent themselves to the public in a manner whereby the public has great respect for them. The public creates an image in their minds as far as these people are concerned. An organization projects an image of itself upon public through its communication as its conduct. People develop and hold collective opinion about the services, credibility, integrity and dependability of an organization. Very important. These four are crucial. Are you living up to the expectations in terms of the quality? Are you living up to the expectations of the public in terms of the image? That means the way they perceive you to be. The public opinion is formed by the perception of people about the behavior of the organization as a whole and of the individuals who are its members. Through external communication, the organization builds its image, right? How they're dealing with the public. Creating positive customer perception. What is perception? Your views. External communication is also utilized to create positive impression in the minds of the consumers about the organization's products and its services. This objective is achieved by adopting required publicity strategy. How do we go out of our way to let the public know these are our products? How do we go out of our way to let the public know as far as quality is concerned, we live up to their expectations? How do we let the public know that the various ways and means in terms of our products, which are useful to them, are absolutely effective? In addition to supply of quality products and services at reasonable prices, customers' demand for organizations' products and services is nurtured through external communication, publicity, and advertisement. What is publicity? Publicity is wider circulation. You want a whole lot of people to know. For example, if you go to a theater, you realize that you've dropped something. Of course, today we are living in a tech-savvy age. Your mobile light would be enough to find it. We realize you've dropped your earring. In that case, though it is not safe, but if you light a matchstick, you would be able to see clearly. So what are we saying? That it is one way in terms of wider circulation when you talk of publicity, reaching out to whole lot of people. So when you say advertisement or advertising generates awareness, it creates awareness amongst people. Company website, common form of external communication. A professionally designed website may add to the company's credibility, while a poor design may negatively influence a customer's faith. The way your website is put forward to the public. How effective is it in terms of information? How effective is it in terms of the way it is in terms of color appeal? How appropriate is the information and influencing the mindset of an individual? A website can keep the public up to date on a company's activities and events, such as launching of new products and services, important changes secured, periodical financial results, change, if any, in the management structure. Say, if a new expertise is coming aboard your company and someone who has resigned has worked actually there for 40 years. So, it needs to be put up. In addition, message boards and contact information provide consumers with an opportunity to respond to the company. A way whereby there is two-way communication and you let the public voice their opinions. Sometimes companies develop in-house facilities specifically devoted to managing websites. Yes, it is a known fact. Companies hire professionals to see to it that their websites are extremely professional, extremely convincing, and highly effective. Otherwise, the job is entrusted to specialists in that field. Each business website has critical pages on how do you contact us, request a quote, location, home page, splash page, about us. That means every aspect which gives you information of a product, the company, how to get in touch with them, any testimonials, events, mergers and acquisitions, and if any, so partners, then distributions, solutions, markets, frequently asked questions, the knowledge base, management team, lots of information. In fact, all this is incorporated, so it gets easier for an individual to have all the possible information. This is done so that all the doubts from the opposite side are resolved. You will notice that all the data your customers, employees need is available here. What is a press release? It is a formal method of giving the media information. When you talk of a press release, it is ideally the 5 W's: who, what, when, where, why. It is a written or recorded statement that a company distributes to the media outlets such as newspapers and radio stations. These releases are required to contain strictly newsworthy information regarding company services and products. So, formal method of giving the media information. Now, say for example, Tanishq is going to launch a showroom at Bandra with Indo Fusion Jewelry. So this ideally can come as a press release. Companies may include press releases in full press kits. A press release, news release, media release, press statement or video release is a written or recorded communication directed at members of the news media for the purpose of announcing something newsworthy. When you talk of a press release, it is something newsworthy. So I just give you an example. Tanishq unveils a new showroom, say at Bandra. It's got Indo Fusion Jewelry, for example. So ideally in this case, you are giving information which is newsworthy. Websites have changed the way press releases are submitted. Commercial fee-based press release distribution services such as news wire services or free website services coexist. So you could have it complimentary free or it could be paid, making news distribution more affordable. See, that depends company to company, whether you want it to be free or whether it is paid. If it's paid, then of course the aspects will be different as compared to one which is free. The idea is we need to know we're communicating to a heterogeneous population when we talk of a press release. Heterogeneous population, people with varied ideas and mindset, a large population. Such websites hold a repository of press release and claim to make a company's news more prominent on the web and searchable via major search engines. So via Google, you'd get information of that press release. Now, why is this important? Because it's reaching out to the others, masses, when we talk of external communication. Press release, stay away from hype bloated phrases like breakthrough, unique, state of art. I guess you can use phrases, but not with sound over exaggerated. Always write from a journalist's perspective. Never write I or we, unless it is a quote. When you talk of a press release, the way it is written, it should sound as if a professional has written, because that is more appealing to the masses. Read lots of good newspapers such as Economic Times, Financial Express to get a feel for the style. A press release has a format, like you have a main title, subtitle, then you will have the date, the place. It's written in a particular format. Shorter is better. If you can say it in 2 pages, great. 1 page is actually better. That means when you talk of a press release, firstly, an effective message going out to the external population. That means the people who are beyond your organization. Reaching out in terms of a target audience. Who is your target audience? What do you want to mention to them? See, that's why we discussed the jewelry showroom, Tanishq. So who is your target audience? What is it you want to share with them? The kind of designs in terms of the jewelry, right? The use of a press release is common in the fields of public relations. The aim is to attract favorable media attention to the PR professional's clients and provide publicity for products. That's why I gave you this example. You want one and all to know that we are having a showroom here and we don't have any showroom in Bandra, for example, or events marketed by those clients, right? It provides reporters with an information subsidy containing the basics needed to develop a story. It announces a range of news items, scheduled events, personal promotions, awards, new products and services, sales and other financial data and accomplishments. So it could have a whole lot of these. Something which is newsworthy, you talk of a personal promotion, you talk of new products, you talk of financial data, accomplishments, all these aspects. It is often used in generating a feature story or sent for the purpose of announcing news conferences, upcoming events, or change in corporation. A press statement is information supplied to reporters. A press statement, information given to reporters. This is an official announcement or account of a news that is specially prepared and issued to newspapers and other news media to make it known to the public. So we just discussed something which you want one and all to know. Anything deliberately sent to a reporter or media is considered as a press release. It is information released by the act of being sent to the media. So it reaches to the media and then to the public. However, PR professionals often follow a standard format that they believe is efficient and increases the odds of getting the publicity they desire. It's a format when you talk of a press release, and that format is considered effective. So that's what we are saying in terms of a press release. It is to help journalists separate press releases from other PR communication method. So how, for example, memo is a form of communication within an organization. How is the format different from an email? Same for a press release. It is different from other communication methods. A PR body consists of 4 to 5 paragraphs, word limit ranging from 400 to 500. Okay, now let us take the format. You have a headline, which is used to grab the attention of journalists. Then you have the date, which contains the release data. Now, When you talk of a press release, there's something like a main title, then you have a subtitle. The main title and the subtitle vary, whereby for the main title I say Tanishq will unveil a new collection of jewelry on the occasion of Ganpati. The subtitle Tanishq will unveil a new collection of Indo-Western jewelry. So ideally you're going in depth for the subtitle. Also very important when you talk of a press release, the date, the location, these aspects have to be put forward. When you talk of dateline, if the date listed is after the date that the information was sent to the media, then the sender is requesting a news embargo, which journalists are under no obligation to honor. When I say news embargo, that means journalists do not have that obligation to immediately let it go ahead. Introduction. First paragraph in a press release that generally gives basic ideas to the 5 W's: who, what, when, where, why. So we spoke of who, Tanishq, what, Indo-Western jewelry, when, the date, where, and why. You want to see to it that you want to live up to the expectations as far as today's women are concerned in terms of wanting Indo-Western jewelry. Now, when you ideally talk of this aspect in terms of news embargo, we need to bear in mind if the date listed is after the date that the information was actually sent to the media. So if I send this to the media today and the date listed is after that, then that's why they're saying that it is news embargo. That means a journalist does not have that kind of compulsion to put it forward immediately. Say for example, today is 28th September. If I write the date of 25th September, then the journalist is not necessarily expected to let it go as a press release. But if today is 20th September and I expect that on 30th September it has to be put forward, then it is a different aspect. Body, further explanation, statistics, background, other details relevant to the news. So in this case you can say Tanishq is wanting to unveil Indo-Western jewelry. It is probably wanting to live up to the expectations of the consumers. It is probably want to cater to a different taste, preference and style of the consumers. So you are putting forward these aspects. Boilerplate. Generally short about section, providing independent background on the issuing company, organization or individual. That means you are giving absolutely direct, clear-cut information as far as the organization or individual is concerned. Media contact, your name, if they wish to approach, whom will they approach? So your name, your contact details, email address, right? Or for the PR or other media relations, that means the public relation officer, somebody's contact details so that they can get in touch. As the internet has assumed growing prominence in the news cycle, press release writing styles have necessarily evolved. Editors of online newsletters, for instance, often lack the staff to convert traditional press release into more readable, print-ready copy. There's a difference between a traditional press release and a print-ready copy. Today's press releases are therefore written as finished articles, which deliver more than just bare facts. A stylish journalistic format along with a provocative storyline, quotes from principals can help ensure wider distribution. So like says CEO of Tanishq, we are first time wanting to try something different in the designing or as far as designing of jewelry is concerned, close quotes. So you're having someone saying something which would have a better impact on the public. Emails and newsletters. A company can release mass emails to a target audience such as consumers or shareholders. These emails can also take the form of electronic newsletters that the company distributes. When you talk of a newsletter, it is related to a particular subject. It is related to one aspect whereby you want to share information with the public. In most cases, individuals can choose to subscribe to these newsletters notices through company website. Subscribers are then free to cancel the subscription if the newsletters fail to meet their expectation. So it's more subject based, more specific, and if you don't wish to subscribe, you can let go. So a newsletter, say you release from website that they're having new collection. So you probably know they're having more styles, new collection in terms of clothes. Telephone calls. Now, how do I communicate? Through telephone. These calls consist of pre-recorded conversations giving you information about a product. This strategy may cross into the field of telemarketing. Progressive organizations use 1-800. That's a toll-free number, right? Whether on a support call or a sales pitch, no business owner wants the clients waiting in for a long time. Between long waits and hold, busy signals and endless mazes of automated answering machines, consumers get fed up with the lack of professionalism. Right? Sometimes we make a call and we're waiting and waiting. The music is going on, but that can be quite frustrating. But I guess when you talk of toll-free numbers, you can probably call them anytime to register a complaint. With customers expecting less and less from support channels, modern organizations are trying to make a lasting impression by hiring a live answering service. This service treats each caller like a valued customer. These days, phone support offers the bare minimum for customers. Businesses that sacrifice quality customer service risk losing loyal customers and failing to hook first-time buyers. If you don't focus on quality, you will lose your current customers, your loyal customers, and also you will not encourage new buyers. Thus, you will realize you're gradually going in a loss. By giving callers a memorable experience on the phone, your brand has the advantage of standing out against the backdrop of a mediocre customer service that has sadly become the industry standard. You have the advantage of probably, if you are living up to the expectations of consumers, if you are interacting effectively via telephone, if there is follow-up, you will realize that even if your product is not doing that well, it will yet start showing results because of your ability to communicate effectively to all the customers. That means a lot to do with the effective telephone calls. You can give your customers what they really want by hiring a live answering service that will work to solve problems as quickly as possible. Who has the patience to wait on hold when they have a simple question that can be addressed quickly by a live answering service? Customer retention is crucial for every successful brand, and live answering service is the only and best option that ensures that the clients are content. Not only will your customers appreciate the speed and ease of speaking to a real person on the phone, but they are likely to recommend your brand to others. So, effective ways and means of getting more and more people to purchasing your product. Hiring a live answering service is an investment both for the loyal customers as well as new callers. Today, a lot of companies have this 1-800. It's a toll-free number, right? For example, UTI Mutual Fund, they would have this number. So you reach out to them through this number. Media interviews and press conferences. A company can arrange a media interview and press conferences to announce or to respond to emergency issues. Announce. Say you've decided to launch a new product. A new expertise is coming aboard your company, or your company has finished 50 years. So any of these. Journalists attend these media events so they can ask questions, make comments, record data for later reports. So if your company has completed 50 years, a journalist can write an article, create a hype through that article that how you started. You probably started with one aspect or one product. Today, you're into so many aspects. For example, you started with iron and steel. Then you're into garments. Then you're ideally into car manufacturing, so automobiles. So how you have diversified. Okay? A company often chooses an experienced spokesperson to head the event. A poorly prepared spokesperson may cost the company credibility. The person has to be effective while communicating. This media is popular whenever the organization has a major event to announce to the public, like those connected with the product line, acquisitions, major management, ownership shifts, mergers, all of it. Okay, organizations maintain business communication with customers and public via newspaper, magazine, advertisements and insertions. So ideally, when we talk of media interviews, the speaker, who is the speaker? How effective is he as far as effective communication is concerned? And when you talk of business, do you give information via traditional media, which is radio, television, newspaper, or today information even via social media, which could be either say so many times you have advertisements via Facebook. You have a questionnaire sent to you on your email. So various ways of communicating with the public. Bill Gates famously said, if I was down to my last dollar, I would spend it on public relations. Yes, having an effective public relation officer, corporate communicator, public relation manager is very much essential for any organization because they represent the company. They ideally are the face of the company. Now, what is the importance of external communication? First and foremost, it is consistent. It helps businesses create a unique and desirable public identity, both to the consumers and professionals. By facilitating constant communication amongst customers and other businesses, the public will relate positively to your organization. In return, you will begin building a positive brand and reputation in the community. How people associate with you as a company, how people see you as a company, what is the trust factor, the loyalty as far as loyal customer is concerned. If the company is living up to the expectations, taste, preference, style of the consumer, if the company is ideally focusing on giving the best in terms of quality, then the company will live up to the expectations, which means each individual will feel connected to that company. Establishes thought leadership. External communication also establishes your organization as a leading light in your business sector. By positioning yourself as a thought leader in your industry, potential employees, clients, and business partners will look up to your company for guidance in case of problems in the industry or shifts in dynamic markets. That means, shift in market dynamics. What we need to understand is you contribute to a great extent in terms of your innovation, in terms of creativity, in terms of being unique. So people look up to you as a mentor, people look up to you for guidance, and ideally we talk of shifts in market dynamics. So what are the various dynamics which take place in the market and how do you effectively deal with them? For example, if you are going to launch a product next week, this was planned quite some time back. Now you realize that there's going to be a recession. What's the immediate step you take? Do you launch the product or wait? So first you will tell yourself that is it a high-end product or is it an edible item? So a lot to do with the situation, with what really is the product and how effectively you deal with that market or the market dynamic. Beats competition. When you start a business, you are a small fish in the big pond. Whichever sector you are in, there will be a lot of competitors who are both more established than you and who are already using PR. You need an external communication strategy to compete with them and to communicate effectively with the market. You need to be able to bestow legitimacy among the target markets, investors and stakeholders. You have to beat competition effectively. You have to learn to woo the customers. You have to learn to ideally give them the best so that they trust you and ideally they feel that you're a product worth purchasing. This is also because a lot to do with the way your PR officer deals with the external public. Thus, different networks used for communication. That's what is one aspect. We also can say in which types of businesses communication morale of employees is low, right? We discussed that. Under what circumstances downward communication is effective? Same would be for upward communication. Does upward communication build morale employees? Do you agree? Lateral business communication has its own advantages. What according to you can it be? And a short note on company websites. How ideally can your website be made effective? So, we have discussed all the aspects right from internal communication, upward, downward, horizontal communication, diagonal communication to external communication or communicating with the public. We've completed chapter 8. Thank you.